If you're a foodie, you might have noticed a new kind of restaurant cropping up in your neighborhood. Peruvian cuisine is quite popular these days. Peru has one of the most varied food cultures in the world, with crops and flavors from the Pacific coast, the Andes Mountains, and the Amazon rainforest. But not long ago, many of the country's indigenous crops were falling out of favor. Reporter Cynthia Graber tells us about two Peruvians who are trying to reverse that trend.
Quick, what's the first crop that comes to mind when you think about food from Peru? If you're like most people, you might say the potato. Potatoes originated in Peru, and there are thousands of varieties in the country. But there's a lot more to Peruvian food than potatoes, even at the International Center for the Potato, or ICP. A group of local men and women are ripping into a patch of dark soil in a research field near the Andean mountain town of Huancayo. They're yanking up tubers in a shocking array of colors.
So here we have kind of a fuchsia, and then there's a light yellow, and it fades all the way to darker purple.
Orange.
And there's, wow, those are dark orange over there.
Y aquí, lo que tenemos es...
What we have here, ICP researcher Ivan Manrique tells me, is a field of unique Andean crops.
Oca, oyuco, y mashua.
There are about 700 varieties of oca, oyuco, and mashua here. Centuries ago, they were grown widely across the Peruvian Andes. Today, ICP scientists grow them in research plots like this one.
Toda esta diversidad nosotros la hemos estudiado.
We're studying all that diversity, Manrique says. We've done DNA studies, and we found that each one is different.
Es único, diferente.
Manrique says some crop varieties are high in proteins or antioxidants, others in vitamins or medicinal properties. Some even contain chemical compounds that haven't been found in any other species in the world. That's important because agriculture in Peru, like much of the rest of the world, is facing big challenges from temperature and rain swings as a result of climate change. Many of the ancient crops being studied here are hardy ones that grow in tough conditions. Take maca. The bulbous root has been valued for hundreds of years for the energy it provides. Incan warriors carried it with them on trips to expand their empire.
La maca es una planta que es excepcional.
Maca is an exceptional plant, Manrique says, because it grows at altitudes at about 4,500 meters above sea level, where no other crop can prosper, and it's very nutritious.
Y la maca tiene un valor nutricional muy alto.
Manrique says maca has also recently been shown to improve libido and fertility in men, and that's helped save it. 20 years ago, he says, it was on the verge of extinction, but today it's grown on more than 5,000 acres in Peru. The center's goal is to save as much of Peru's rich crop biodiversity as possible. And down from the mountains in Lima, the effort is getting help from the man who just might be the most popular Peruvian alive today.
Hello.
Hello.
Gastón Acurio is a chef. He has dozens of restaurants here in Peru and around the world, a cooking show on TV, and his flagship restaurant in Lima, called Astrid y Gastón, was recently named one of the top 50 in the world. Until a few years ago, it leaned French. Acurio says that's because Peruvians felt like they were a third-world country and had to import culture from Europe.
The years before, we were looking for dried French mushrooms and green peppers from Paris. And one day we discovered that we have this very rich cultural diversity.
For Acurio, it was an epiphany.
We understood that as cooks, we have the big, glorious responsibility of represent our biodiversity and our culture with what we are doing, which is cooking.
So Acurio basically invented what's known as Novo Andina cuisine. He presents traditional Peruvian flavors in new and exciting ways. Within only a few years, Novo Andina took Peru and the world by storm, and the demand for Peruvian crops took off. Remember how Peru has thousands of varieties of potatoes? Well, between 2005 and 2010, the consumption of native potatoes increased 50-fold.
That's cooks. That's my generation. No? We did that.
And the appetite for native Peruvian foods didn't stop with potatoes.
For example, there's a fruit in the Amazon called camu camu. This fruit, camu camu, was all the time in the Amazon, but nobody knew it in Lima. So as cooks, we start to tell the customers about this product, and right now you can see camu camu in the supermarket, in yogurt, in every bar with sours about with camu camu.
Of course, there are some native foods that Peruvians haven't yet embraced. For instance, the grain quinoa. It's all the rage in places in the U.S., but it can be hard to find in restaurants in Lima because many here consider it a poor man's food. Like Ivan Manrique at the International Center for the Potato, Gastón Acurio believes changing that mindset will help preserve Peru's food biodiversity for the future. And he relishes the challenge.
But the great thing is that we're just starting this story, no? It's just the beginning.
For The World, I'm Cynthia Graber in Lima, Peru.